得胜的尊名求你。
阿门。阿门。
我们一同打开罗马书第12章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 12.
我们念最后几句话。
We are going to read the last few verses.
罗马书第12章。
Romans chapter 12.
我们念最后几句话。
The last few verses of Romans chapter 12.
我们一同来读第20节。
Reading verse number 20.
21节。
21。
一、二、三。所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝。因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。你不可为恶所胜，倒要以善胜恶。谢谢上帝。
Praise God。
我们今天呢，继续传讲最后这一段信息。
And tonight, I want to continue the last few verses of this chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章一开始的时候。
Romans chapter 12 when it began.
我奉上帝的慈悲，劝你们把身体献上。
In the mercy of God, I beseech you to dedicate your body.
第六章的时候是肢体献上。
And on chapter 6, you say that we offer the part of our body.
做义的器皿。
Become the vessel, the tools of righteousness.
第十二章是身体献上。
And in the chapter 12, you say, offer your body.
成为一个活的祭。
Become the living sacrifice.
死祭已经没有了。
Because this sacrifice has been ended.
在圣殿里面的祭到主后70年也结束了。
The sacrifices in the temple has been ended after 70 AD.
最后一个真正实成为神唯一所接纳的祭，是耶稣在十字架上所献的。
The only true death which has been truly accepted by Christ, by God, is Christ who offered himself on the cross.
基督从死里面复活。
And he is dead, he resurrected.
还是叫我们与他一同死，与他一同复活。
So that we together will die with him and resurrect with him.
所以基督徒不是献死祭。
So we Christians are not offering dead sacrifices.
基督徒不是被杀才荣耀上帝。
We are not being killed to glorify God.
基督徒是要与基督同死，与基督同活，在义中为主而活。
But together we cry, we die, we resurrect in righteousness, we live unto him.
他就过一个活祭的生活。
Then we live a life of living sacrifices.
我们这样做是合理的，是理所当然。
And this is only but too reasonable, also is too reasonable.
那活着的基督徒就要继续更新而变化。
So we as Christians who are alive want to continue to be renewed.
以至于我们越久越像我们主的形象。
So that we are more and more like Christ.
使人看见了我们活着就是基督。
So when people see us, not we live, but Christ who live in me.
我们死了就有益处。
And we dead which is profitable to us.
一个活祭在上帝的家里面。
A living sacrifice in the home of God.
在基督的身体里面。
And also in the body of Christ.
在有圣而公的教会里面。
And also in the holy Catholic Church.
我们过的不是一个个人的生活，是一个肢体相爱一同活在神面前的生活。
We are not living as an individual in our life, but rather as a body of the congregation and members of church.
就要过一个呢，先认识自己，好好估计自己，不高不低，忠恳的这个信心的生活。
And also we live a life of faith according to faith in the right measure and sober judgment.
这是基础。
This is the foundation.
这个过不清，做不清楚。
Because if you cannot do this,
肢体生活一定乱的。
Then our body life will be in confusion.
所以我们不要看自己过于所当看。
So do not deem yourself as better than you should.
要照着上帝给我们信心的大小看自己，看得合乎中道。
But according to the measure of faith God has given to us, have a sober judgment.
然后就照着神给我们的信心。
So then according to the faith God has given to us,
以及神给我们的恩赐。
And the grace that God has given to us,
好好照着神圣的引导来过一个肢体互相服侍的生活。
And under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we want to live a life we minister to one another.
那这个以后呢，就给我们看见在教会中间怎样互为肢体。
After that we see that in the church, how can we live as part of the body?
又在社会中间怎样互为基督徒与非基督徒人性之间的交往。
Then in the society, how can we live as a humankind in the society?
那么这一段的圣经呢，是超过历史历代所有的心理学、伦理学所能给我们看见的总原则。
So then this passage transcends the principle offered to us by the worldly psychology and also this words.
我们差不多用八个月时间讲这一段。
So we spent about 8 months studying on this.
到了上个礼拜我们已经提到了。
Last we mentioned,
我们不要为自己伸冤。
Do not take a revenge on ourselves.
我们的上帝是公义的上帝。
Because our God is a righteous God.
当我们在世界上遇到一些不如意的事情的时候
，When we read something whereby we are wrong against,
特别是人际之间关系不公义的对待
，especially in interpersonal relationship we have been unjustly treated,
那我们的里面的义心呢？常常会发怒
，then our heart of justice will get in wrath。
我们良心的深处对公义的要求常常会有仇恨
，and deep in our conscience we ask for demand of justice and justice。
但这不是基督徒应当有的
，but this is something that Christians should have。
所以上帝说伸冤在我
，and that's why God said that I take revenge。
我必报应
，and I will repay。
意思就是如果你真正是受了不公义的对待
which is truly you have been unjustly treated
如果有人真正用恶来对待你的话
if people have dealt with it with evil
那么你应当交托给上帝
then you must commit to God
这里不是说我们不应当认识谁是朋友谁是仇敌
here it doesn't say that we shouldn't discern who is friend who is enemy
有一些基督徒他像非基督徒一样的
for some Christians they are like non-Christians
当他解释爱心的时候是没有原则的
When they interpret this love there's no proper guidance
所以他就基督徒要有爱心所以结果分不清楚谁是弟兄谁是仇敌
They say that which Christian must have love they cannot discern even who is the enemy and who is the brothers
当爱心没有原则的时候
When there's no principle without love
我们把绝对的相对的分割起来
Then we confuse what's absolute and what's relative
我们就会把仇敌当作弟兄
And then we'll deem enemies as our brothers
最糟糕的是有一些基督徒把仇敌当作弟兄的同时又把弟兄当作仇敌
and the worst are with Christians that we deem our enemies as your brother and your brothers as your enemies
所以对非基督徒好得不得了对自己教会里面的弟兄姊妹天天相咬相吞
and you are very wild to those who are non-Christians but then you fight against one another among the Christians
当他对弟兄非常不好的时候
when he is no good to the brothers
他以为他是代天行公义
he thought that he is doing justice for God
当他对魔鬼对仇敌妥协的时候
when he compromises with Satan with enemies
他以为他是流露上帝的慈爱
he thought that he is manifesting the love of God
所以到了这样的一个地步中间
so when he comes to this situation
圣徒也听到但是没有真正明白他的生活就越乱
The saints, the more you listen to the word of God the more that you do not understand and are confusing your life
这是许多的教会常常发生的现象
These are the things happening in many churches
我们不为自己伸冤
We cannot take advantage of ourselves
就等于说我们不知道谁是仇敌
Does it mean that we don't know who is our enemies?
不是的
No
我们要爱仇敌
We must love our enemies
但爱仇敌以前
But before we love the enemies
你要真正知道他是仇敌
You must truly know that he is our enemy
这个很多人谈爱心所不注意的事情
And this was someone who preaches about love yet they don't know
所以因为圣经说你要爱仇敌吗
Because the Bible says you must love your enemies
所以他们每个人都爱爱到最后不知道谁是弟兄谁是仇敌
So they love everyone until they don't know who is the enemy and who is friend
这不是圣经的教训
This is not biblical teaching
圣经要我们清楚知道谁是仇敌
The Bible wants us to discern who is our enemy
谁是弟兄
and who is a brother
谁是朋友
who is a friend
谁是反对
who is the one to oppose
谁是行义的
who is the one to ruin
谁是不公义的
who is the one to unjust 这
样我们要慎思明辨
Then we must make a deep thought and discernment
分化得清楚
And make it clear
共产党人他们也懂得这样分的
You know the communists know how to make discernment
那教会懂得谁是仇敌的时候
And when the church know who is the enemy
我们是不是因为他这么敌对我我就用同样的办法敌对他呢
Then is it because that he deal me in such an evil way I'm dealing in the same way
因为人怎么对待我
No matter how people treat us
是因为他的灵性是那样
That's because such manifest is spirituality
如果用同样的态度同样的原则同方法来对待他的话
If I deal with him the same principle same attitude
岂不等于说我的灵性跟他的灵性程度是一样的
Isn't it to say that my spirituality is the same level as his
所以请要注意你伟人要有你自己固定的原则
So pay attention as humankind you must have your own principle to hold to
因为你受过上帝的道的教训
Because you have been taught by the word of God
你看过圣徒的见证
You have also seen the testimony of the Christians
你更学过我们的主的榜样
Or the more you have learned the example of Christ
所以主很清楚
So our Lord very clearly tell us
谁是跟随他的人
That who is the one who follow him
谁是抵挡他的人
Who is the one who oppose him
虽然耶稣拣选了犹大
Even though Christ has chosen Judah
他从早就知道 他是属于魔鬼的。
But since the very beginning, he knew that he belonged to Satan.
从早就知道犹大是要出卖他。
Since the very beginning, he knew that Judah would betray him.
但当最后一天的时候
，But when it comes to the last day,
耶稣为门徒洗脚。
When he was washing the feet of the disciples,
他没有说犹大你不必，我从起初就知道你是谁。
He did not say that Judah, I will not wash for you because since the beginning I know that you are the one who betray me.
我才不要替你洗脚。
I wouldn't want to wash the feet for you.
我用创造天地万里万物的手来摸你这个肮脏犹大的脚，甚至不值得。
Because with a hand that created the whole world, how can it touch this dirty day of yours?
我们的主不做这样的事情。
But our Lord wouldn't do such things.
所以在这里呢，我们知道谁是谁。
Here then we see who is who we know.
但是我们怎样做，照着我们的品德，照着我们道德，我们灵性的标准和原则来做。
But according to our virtue principle and our ethics, we do accordingly.
这是很难很难的事情。
It's something difficult.
所以有时候你会听见有人说
，Sometimes I heard people saying,
我是不能做两面人。
I cannot be a double edged people.
怎样我就怎样。
I want to be such.
我生气我就表现出
来。If I'm angry, I'll get angry.
这也不是圣经的原则。
It's not a biblical principle too.
因为圣经在这里告诉我们
，Because the Bible tells us,
你的仇敌饿了。
When the enemy is hungry, give him something to eat.
你的仇敌渴了。
When they're thirsty,
你就给他喝。
Give him something to drink.
那么知道不知道他是仇敌呢
？Do you know he's enemy?
知道。
Yes.
你清楚知道他是仇敌。
Clearly you know he's enemy.
那么仇敌饿了，应该是感谢主给他饿死他。
But they're hungry, say praise the Lord, let them starve to death.
仇敌渴了，感谢主，我祷告很久了，上帝垂听。
When they are thirsty, you say I pray for a long time, God, listen to me that they're thirsty.
那就是。仇敌的伦理不是基督徒的伦理。
That is your enemy's ethic, not Christian ethic.
所以基督徒的伦理有基督徒自己的标准。
The Christian ethic have your own principle and standard.
你不可以用仇敌的那种伦理来对付仇敌。
You cannot use the enemy's ethic to deal with them.
他之所以是你的仇敌
，That he is your enemy.
因为他是真理的抵挡者。
It's because he's the opposer of the truth.
他抵挡了真理
，He opposed the truth.
你再用违背真理的办法去抵挡他的话
，And then you use the principle of opposing the truth to oppose.Him,
那么你跟他就一样了。
Then you are the same with him.
如果你跟他一样的话
，If you are like him,
那么耶稣的救赎在你身上到底有什么用
？Then the salvation of Christ, what kind of meaning would it imply?
我相信我们做基督徒几十年，很少人好好教导这个事情。
I believe that as a Christian for decades, you have never taught this thing clearly.
所以到最后，我们就落在两种的极端里面。
And finally, we come to two extremes.
不是讲公义，就什么有仇必报。
Either we talk about righteousness, we take advantage all time.
不然就是讲爱心，必有不分。
Or we talk about love, we never discern who is the enemy, who is friend.
所以结果就乱七八糟，糊里糊涂做基督徒一生一世。
And then all we in chaos as a chaotic Christian.
昨天在新加坡有人问这个问题。
And last night a Christian in Singapore asked this question.
有关于爱仇敌的问题。
And talk about loving your enemies.
怎样叫做爱仇敌
？How do you love your enemies?
我说你的仇敌得罪你。
I say your enemy go against you.
骗你的钱。
He want to owe you money.
必要的话
，if it's necessary,
告他。
You prosecute him.
你说怎么可以这样
？How can you do that?
你怎么可以告他呢
？How can you prosecute them?
圣经说可以的。
The Bible says yes, you can do that.
李牧师可以不可以？可以不可以啊？保罗说我要上告于该撒。
Paul said that I want to prosecute and accuse Caesar.
请你注意啊、哦。到个人的问题不能解决
，When it comes to personal problem, until you cannot solve it，
到民间自己不能解决
，When the common people cannot solve the problem，
政府就派上用场
，The government now come into place。
为什么呢
？Why？
下个礼拜我对你们说
，Next week I tell you，
政权是从上帝来的
，Because the political power come from God。
政府的存在
，An existence of government，
神的恩典
，It is by the grace of God。
最坏的政府
，And the worst government，
比没有政府更好
，It's better than anarchy。
政府有毛病
，If there's problem with the government，
政府是需要的
，But there's the need of government。
政府有多少犯法的事情
，And if there are many wrongs of the government，
政府本身的存在是合法的
，But the existence of the government is legal，
因为是神赐的
，Because what God has given。
那么当神看政府不好的时候
，When God sees the government is not good，
神自己可能兴起别的办法来打倒这个政府。
God probably will raise another matter to pull down this government。
但当这个政府还没倒以前
，But before this government is pulled down，
至少有一种理想
，then at least when I do，
就是做一些好事，免得不大像政府。
And they will do some good thing, less that they not a good government.
还有要罚一些坏人，免得不大像政府。
And will punish some evil people, less that will look as not a good government.
以下的恩典呢
？And this residual grace，
政府存在的合法性。
And that's the legality of the government existence.
那么政府存在的时候
，And when the government continue to exist，
配件。不是突然的。
When they have the power to punish, it's not in vain.
许可政府 有赏罚的权柄。
That God allowed this government to as a war to punish.
有军队的权柄。
And also to the power of military.
有警察的权柄。
As to the police the power.
有治安的权柄。
As to the about security.
甚至有时给他有战争的权柄。
And also sometimes give the power of war.
这一点今天不要先谈。
We're talking about this here now.
如果有一个人太坏了。
Your promise is no good.
真是你的仇敌。
And truly is your enemy.
你个人讲。
Person you say that.
讲不通。
You cannot deal with that.
教会人去讲。
When the church member comes.
讲不通。
Cannot deal with that.
社团的人更加讲。
When the society comes to talk with them.
讲不通。
Cannot deal with that.
他就是呢无论如何仗刺欺人。
So no matter what, they want to multiple people.
完全不公义。
And they are totally unjust.
真是你的仇敌。
And truly your enemy.
你可告上告到政府那里。
You can prosecute them to the court.
告到最后呢。
And you find a state.
刷他。
And to punish them.
失败。
And fail.
结果他骗你的钱都要还给你。
So that even the money he owes you will repay.
那我第一次在纽约讲这种道的时候。
So the first time I was in New York, I preached about this truth.
有一个人以为他很懂圣经。
There was a person who thought that he knew the Bible very well.
所以一封信把我大骂一顿。
So he wrote a letter and scolded me.
他说你知道不知道耶稣说呢我的过不注意这世界。
Do you know that this is a Christ said that my nation does not belong to this world?
你不必提到政府有什么合法的权柄。
You don't talk about legality of government.
我说好这位弟兄。
I said, this brother,
如果你的房子给人家烧掉
if your house has been put to arson,
你的车给人家偷走
and your, this car has been stolen,
你太太给人家强奸
and your wife has been raped,
你的孩子给人家杀死
and your children have been killed,
那你说感谢主
you say, praise the Lord,
一切都是你的美意
everything is your goodwill,
你赞成吗
do you agree?
当你给人家欺负的时候
when you have been maltreated,
有人把他告到这个公堂里面
Some would prosecute that person to the court
在法官要开审的时候
And before the judge that start the trial
我不知道你怎么祷告
I don't know how do you pray
你的祷告主啊求主怜悯
You say Lord have mercy
求你显出你的公义
And manifest your righteousness
我的太太被他强奸
My wife been raped
我的孩子被他杀死
My children been killed
我的孩子被他烧掉
And also my
主啊你用法官吧
God use the judge
把公义行出来
So they manifest your righteousness
后来那法官判完了以后
And after the judge passed the judgment
他说你这个杀人的人
You say you are a killer
强奸人太太的人
rapist
烧掉的房子的人
Don't put arson
进监牢28年
In prison 28 years
那个时候你会不会感谢主
Then would you praise God
会不会啊
Would you
啊你会不会主啊可怜他因为他需要还只有几个女人给他强奸因为他需要嘛
Lord you say that probably he still need
你会那样吗
Would you say that?
你要感谢主
You say praise God
上帝是公义
God is righteous
这个法官行了公义
This just has done righteousness
所以当你这样的时候
So when you do in this manner
岂不证明你良心里面深深同意要有好的法官
Isn't it to prove that deep in your heart you say there must be good judge
好的宪法
And good constitution
好的警察
And good policeman
好的法庭
And good court
所以你不会反对我
So you will not oppose me
因为你受过的讲道的观念的影响你今天反对我
Because you have been trained by such a sermon thinking and that's why you oppose me
But 我如果有时间再跟你多讨论交通解释你会支持我所讲的归正神所讲的这些
But if I have time to discuss more on you you know the reform theology teaching such manner
很可惜今天教会几十年听到没有好好听到这些很重要的原则的问题
By such a pity the church have heard the gospel for a long time but did not catch the whole principle of it
所以呢如果你的仇敌对你不好
If your enemy would maltreat you
你说爱他算了不必管他了就让他去
Never mind, we just love them and love them
不是的
No
虽然深渊在上帝上帝必报应
Even the advantage in God and God will repay
那不是说呢我们不必注重公义
It doesn't mean that we do not place emphasis on righteousness
因为圣经说
Because the Bible says
你的善行不可给人回报
And your good deeds should not be this scandal
你善善行不要给人回报
And do not be defamed in your goodness
不但如此
Not only so
保罗说呢我要上告于该撒
And Paul said that I want to prosecute the court of Caesar
这些都是公义的原则
These are all the principles of justice
而且如果有一天
If there's one day
这个法官判定你的仇敌错了
And the judge was to sentence the evildoers
他要认错
And he will confess
他要认罪
He will repent
那他要赔上几万来还你的债
And he will repay your debts
当他那一天拿几万块来
On that day when he take $10,000 to you
赔上你的时候
To repay you
你不是啊
Pastor Lee
我就知道我错了
I know I'm wrong
我欠你四万
I owe you $40,000
我就赔你
I will repay you
你法官说要赔我没有办法
Because the judge said I just got to repay, I got to repay
我赔你了
I will repay you
那个时候呢
And then
你说感谢主
You say praise God.
你拿回来了。
You take it back.
但我知道你家人有需要。
But I know that it's a need in your home.
我现在把四万再给你。
This 40,000 I'm gonna give it back.
那才叫做爱仇敌。
That is what we might love your enemy.
你懂吗
？You know.
爱仇敌不是什么都不必算。
To love your enemy doesn't mean you don't count anything at all.
连上帝。
Even God himself,
他自己
he himself,
一定是义的归义的，不义的归不义。
What is righteous belongs to the righteous, what unrighteous goes to the unrighteous.
如果义的被当作不义的，
if what is righteous deemed as unrighteous,
那只有在基督的救赎里面神这么做。
It is only the salvation of Christ he did it.
不义的当作义的。
And if you deem the unrighteous as righteous,
因为基督为他还债了。
Because Christ repaid the debt for him.
为还债等于我不必悔改吗？
To repay the debt doesn't mean that you do not have to repent.
不是的
No.
还债等于我不必认罪吗？
And God has a repay doesn't mean that we don't have to confess.
我们若认自己的罪。
If we confess our sins,
上帝是信实的是公义。
God is faithful, is righteous.
他必要赦免我们的罪。
And then he'll forgive our sins.
洗净我们一切的不义。
To cleanse our unrighteousness.
所以不是耶稣一替你死了，你天天犯罪不要紧，因为他替你死了。
It doesn't mean that Christ has died for you, then you can sin every day.
耶稣为你死了，你继续不断做强盗。不要紧，因为上帝的爱太大。
The Christ has died for you. That every day you still continue to be a robber.
那不是福音。
That's not gospel.
那是从容罪人不必悔改。
That's but to let loose the sinners.
那不是圣经的教训。
That's not biblical teaching.
为什么说我若承认自己的罪，上帝是公义的呢
？What do you mean that God is righteous if we could confess our sin?
如果敢讲上帝的公义，应当接下去的一句话，必要。审判你的罪。
If you were to say that God is righteous, which means following, you must say that God will judge you.
请你注意听啊。
Pay attention.
因为基督徒听到听错，常常听乱的。
Because many times Christians hear it wrongly.
法官说
，The judge says.
什么人？
所以说，
你偷了多少东西？你做了什么错事
？What evil thing
you done？ 你做了几次的欺骗
？And also the lie.
现在
，Now，
不证人证在这里。
Now we all prove here.
你承认不承认
？You confess.
那个人说，承认。
Yes, I confess.
承认你又怎么样呢
？After that.
回家
Go back
哪里有这样的事情
That wouldn't happen
世界上人比基督徒更懂得什么叫做公义
You know people won't know more about justice than Christians
虽然承认了以后
After they confess
法官就打了印
And then you will be
进监牢六年
In prison for 6 years
为什么进监牢了
Why imprisonment
因为他认罪了
Because he confessed sin
认罪以后是受刑罚
After you confess your sin you are being punished
对不对你认罪了
You confess.
承认了
you know?
现在我定罪没有错了
Now I condemn you rightly
你承认了
You confess it
定下去
After I condemn
那请问是不是认罪等于没有罪
Does it mean that when you confess then there's no sin at all
是不是认罪等于不必罚罪
Does it mean that when you confess you don't need to be punished
刚好反过来
That's the reverse
认罪表示你真正有罪
When you confess truly means that you are a criminal
认罪表明法官罚你的罪是应该的
Meaning that the condemnation coming to justice is right
好当一个人认罪以后
When a person would confess
上帝说什么呢
I say
我赦免你
I forgive you
我不再纪念你
I won't count your sin
我洗净你
I cleanse you
你说是啊圣经这样讲的
You say this is what the Bible says
但是这句话前面讲什么
But before that what do you say
我们若认自己的罪
If we would confess our sin
上帝是慈爱的
God is merciful
上帝是怜悯的
God is pitiful
他必洗净我的罪
You will cleanse our sin
是不是啊
Is that so
圣经说什么上帝是什么信实的是什么
faithful,
是公义
righteous
那我若认罪他就赦免我因为他公义
If I would confess my sins he will forgive me because it's righteous
公义为什么变成赦免
righteous why forgiveness
因为基督代替
because Christ has substituted us 所以
你要知道哈
so you must know
基督代替
Christ has substituted
才有赦罪
then there is forgiveness
义的要求
the demand of righteousness
一定要成全
it must be accomplished
义的要求
and the demand of righteousness
一定要被满足
it must be satisfied
否则没有赦罪
if not there is no forgiveness
那么赦罪这一方面从神而来
Forgiveness comes from God.
接受赦罪的人一定要先认罪。
But the one who receives that forgiveness must first confess.
先才赦免你。
Then only God will forgive.
所以你说的爱心就是仇敌对我怎么样不要紧，反正主爱我，我爱他。
If you were to say that if the enemy go against me, it doesn't matter because God forgiven me.
公义从来不伸张。
Because righteousness will take advantage.
就是今天教会荒凉的原因。
And that is why the world is destitute.
怪不得牧师的孩子比别人的孩子更坏。
No wonder the pastor's children are worse than the one who was not pastor.
怪不得这四长老孩子不做礼拜。这是长老盼望别人的孩子来做你
And that's why the children of deacons and elders doesn't want to come to church. They desire other children to come to church.
怪不得许多基督徒做生意骗钱没有还。
No wonder many Christians, they cheated in their business and never
became. 因为我知道上帝就是爱，上帝就是爱。
Because I know that God is love, God is love.
结果上帝的意义我们越离越远了。
So we are more and further away from God's righteousness.
所以我再说。
So one more time I say.
什么叫爱仇敌？
What do you mean loving the enemy?
你
first,
知道他是仇敌。
You know that he is your enemy.
你知道他做错什么事。
You know that what he has done wrong.
你知道他做的是违背神的意。
You know that thing that they've done go against the righteousness of God.
他因为抵挡真理。
Because he go against the truth,
所以他做了你的仇敌。
And that's why he become your enemy.
那么你呢？是为了要复问真理。
And you because you want to defend the truth.
你知道他是违背真理。
You know that he go against the truth.
如果你用恨的办法解决这个问题。
If you use hatred to solve the problem.
那么你就是一个没有爱心的人。
Then you are one without love.
但是你如果用公义解决这个问题。
But if you were to use righteousness to deal with the problem.
你不是盼望他陶醉。
You're not hoping that you run away from sin.
你盼望他认罪
，that you confess sin,
改过
，you to repent,
回到上帝面
，and come back to God.
那么有赦罪
，then you forgive.
因为这个义的要求还是存在的
，because the demand of righteousness still are there.
因为基督为他死了
，because Christ died for him.
所以你对他的爱
，so your love to him,
透过神的义来发出去的
，through the righteousness of God being manifested.
这样每一个讲道的人
，so every preacher,
每次讲上帝的爱的时候
，every time we preach the love of God,
透过上帝义去讲上帝的爱
，it is through the righteousness of God you preach the love of God.
每次讲义的时候
，every time we preach the righteousness,
透过上帝的爱去上讲上帝的义
，through the love of God, then we preach the righteousness of God.
这样的教会。才会兴旺起来
Then this kind of church will revive
才不会衰败下去
Then it will not also fail
这几年美国宗教界闹得最害羞的事情
And also today the most shameful thing happening in American churches
就是天主教的神父他们怎么玩弄怎么欺负怎么强奸那些男孩子
Also this the father of the Catholic Church has sexually this abused these people
然后怎么办呢
Then what is
为了主的名遮盖血
So in the name of God, we're gonna cover it.
我们要有爱心，有爱心。
We must have love.
有爱心遮盖罪恶吗
？We want to love, we're gonna cover sins.
不是如此。
No.
结果呢，这个 Boston 的主教 so, 不得不承认，他们盼望用6500万美金来使这些人闭口不告他们。
So this Archbishop of Boston, they want to spend $6.5 billion to cover these people to shut up.
我不一点不用任何的机会。来消灭或者来羞辱天主教不是
I will not use any opportunity to put the shame to the Catholics
因为我老实讲
Truly
美国45000个神父
And about 45,000 of the fathers in America
有这种困难的神父
And the father with such problems
不到300人
Less than 300
所以不应当因为这些的死苍蝇
So we shouldn't because of the dead flies
是整瓶的香膏发臭我们就骂这个香膏本来是臭的
And cause bad odor in this fragrance
这些人是害群之马
These people are no good to the group
我要告诉你是什么
What I'm going to say is
用这样的办法遮盖罪恶是不对
But using this way to cover up sin is not right
因为神是义的
Because God is righteous God
因为神是爱啊
Because God is love you say
神不爱罪恶
God doesn't love sin
神是审判罪恶
God wants to judge sin
神是要消灭罪恶的
God wants to abolish sin
神是爱罪人
God loves sinners
所以我们应当分得很清楚
So you must make a discernment
你把这个原则弄清楚了以后
When they're clear with this principle
你再回到今天
Then you come here to this meeting
今天这句话说什么呢
What did he say
所以
Therefore
你的仇敌如果饿了
If your enemies are hungry
你给他吃
Feed them
如果渴了
If you're thirsty
你给他喝
Give them something to drink
你不要为恶所胜
Do not be overcome by evil.
你要以善胜恶
But overcome evil with good.
这里有两大范围的问题
So these are two serious thoughts.
第一个范围
The first
是吃喝的问题
Talk about eating and drinking.
第二个范围
The second
是善恶的问题
Talk about good and evil.
吃喝问题
And the problem of eating and drinking
是人身体的需要
It is our physical need.
善恶问题
And talking about good and evil
是神性跟人按神形象而造的这个道德本能的问题
It is the basic ethical nature of man who is created after the image of God.
你的仇敌以罪恶抵挡了神。
If your enemy is using this evil to go,
善恶问题还没有解决。
So before you solve the problem of good and evil,
但你的仇敌有吃喝的需要。
But when they have the need of physical need,
现在他又有这个身体的问题。
And they have a bodily need,
他身体吃喝的问题怎么办呢？
How to solve a bodily need of drinking and eating?
基于人道，你要给他。
According to humanity, you must feed them.
善恶问题要靠着主的能力去解决。
But as a good and evil is dependent depend on God to solve it.
仇敌啊，你渴的时候。
Enemies, when you are hungry.
我给你喝。
I will give you something to drink when you're thirsty.
你饿的时候。
When you are hungry.
我给你吃。
I'll feed you.
因为我是人。
Because I'm a man.
我知道一个人怎么坏。他还是需要吃东西。
I don't know, no matter how bad a person is, still need food.
一个人饿的时候
，when you get hungry,
我一定需要吃东西。
Surely you must eat something.
所以我给你吃
，so I feed you.
给你喝
，or give something.
我是人，你是人
，because I'm a man, you're a man.
我有人道的责任
，so I have the responsibility coming to humanity.
我人与人之间关怀，这是我的责任。
So interpersonal care is my responsibility.
但我不赞成你做错事。
But I do not agree that you do wrong things.
这个你分清楚了。
When they make a disturbance,
你明白吗
？Understand?
这个圣经很清楚的。
The Bible very clearly
says, 仇敌饿了。
When the enemies are hungry,
哦，你说主啊，给他死吧。
Say, God, let him die.
让他饿得半死最好的。
So that he is starved to death.
这是主，你是公义的主。
God, you are righteous God.
你真的是为我伸冤的主。
Truly, you take offense for me.
因为上一节才说吗？
Because this the last verse just saying,
圣殿在我，
我必报应。I'll repay.
怪不得你给他饿死。
That's why
很好很好。
It's good, it's good.
上帝说圣殿在我。
God said that I will take advantage.
我必报应。
I will repay.
但是他饿，你给他吃。主啊，你说什么
？But when I'm angry, feed him. What do you saying, God?
你已经报应他，叫我给他吃，有他吃饱了，又在做坏事。
You will repay him. How can you ask me to feed him so that he's fed and do evil things again?
圣经前后都矛盾吗
？They are contradicting yourself, God.
不是
，No.
圣经不像你所想象那样容易解释。
The Bible is not as what you think so easily to be expounded.
圣经也不像你所想象那样难懂。
Not as what you think so difficult to understand.
你之所以永远不懂。
It's because you continually do not understand.
因为你没有真心追求要真明白。
Because you do not truly want to seek for understanding.
我告诉你，不但你不追求真明白。
Not only you do not want to seek it.
很多神学院的学生没有真正追求明白圣经。
Many of the seminarians do not also seek to understand.
你说他不是为什么你敢讲这句话
？It's how do you start to say that?
因为发现很多的神学院毕业了以后乱讲圣经嘛。
Because
教师他们有好处。
I find that many graduate from the seminary they do not expound the Bible well even after they graduated.
为什么敢这么讲呢
？Why do I say that?
因为他们解经的时候
，Because when they made the Bible
interpretation, 像那些不书不求神解的人
，And like those who read without understanding,
随便多一两节就乱讲他的经验，乱讲世间的故事。
They simply read of one or two verses and continue to preach their own story and never interpret the word of God.
讲台这么弱
so such a weakness of pulpit.
听众不明白上帝。
And also the audience don't understand the word of God.
更没有办法行出来。
And all the more they cannot be do all the words.
教会的见证在非基督徒的眼中是何等可怜的。
And that's why today the testimony of the church before the eyes of the pagans is so weak.
你说为什么不神学的人都不追求真正明白圣经的
？Why is that who are seminarians do not seek diligently the word of God?
因为他们赶着快快修完的学位。
Because they would just want to complete the credit.
快快把他们的学分做完了。
And accumulate their credit and assignments.
这种人会明白真理。
And would they understand the truth?
我告诉你
，I tell you，
如果苏格拉底没有死。
If Socrates hasn't died,
Plato 一定不离开他。
Plato will not leave him.
Plato 离开苏格拉底的时候。
Plato when he was leaving Socrates,
他那个时候已经28岁。
He was 28.
他到底在苏格拉底下面读书读几年
？How many years he studied under this Socrates?
读八年。
8 years.
为什么八年还不毕业 ？IQ low.
Why 8 years still not graduating? His IQ so low.
读了八年还不要毕业
？8 years still not graduating.
谁敢说柏拉图 IQ low？
Who dare to say that Plato is low IQ?
不可能的
，It's not possible.
我相信他，阿里士多德跟苏格拉底三个人头脑是全世界所有人想过的所有的问题，都曾经在这三个人脑里面闪过。
I believe that the mind of Aristotle and also the Plato and also Socrates, all the thinking putting together the world, they have thought through.
Three brains contains all things thought by all people of all time in the history of mankind.
那么这三个人的头脑呢，在全世界里面历世历代以来里面，他们都思想过了。
为什么他不走呢
？Why is he not leaving？
因为他说我还可以从老师学到东西，我不可以。
Because he said I can still learn things from my master, I cannot leave him。
再几年吧
，few more years。
再挖吧
，few more years。
老师头脑的东西都挖出来。
And all the things in my master's mind, I want to dig it out。
原来前天又听见一句从前没有听过他讲的。
So he still heard something he hadn't heard before。
哇，这么好。
So good.
为了后来为什么他走呢
？Why said later he left?
他讲一句话。
He said,
老师死了。
My master has died.
我老师是给人弄死的。
My master has been murdered.
他们逼他死的。
They want to murder him.
我要走。
I must leave.
我不让雅典人有第二次机会杀死天才。
So that the atheist wouldn't have a second chance to kill a genius.
他的意思呢？
Means,
我是天才。
I'm a genius.
我在你们在那边给他弄死。
If I stay there, I'll be killed too.
那么世界就少了一个才了。
Then there will be less one genius.
为世界上的保留一个才，我跑吧。
And because of the war, I'm to conserve this a genius.
这种学生我看过没有呢？
Have I seen this student?
我一生看过两次。
I saw twice.
有一个学生对我说。
There was one student told me.
他们说我毕业了。
Reverend Tang, I've graduated.
可以不可以让我在学校多留一年？
Can I continue one more year in the school?
我说毕业走了吧。
I say, graduate, you better go.
你毕业还在这里做什么？
Why do you want to stay back?
他说我走了以后呢？
They say, after I left.
我没有办法像这里每天可以在图书馆找一些好的东西在进修。
There's no way I can still stay in the library and to continue to
seek. 请求给我机会。
Let me have this chance.
再一年。
One more year.
我吸收多一点才出去做上
帝。I'll more than go into the word of God.
哇，我感动的眼泪差不多流。
So I was so touched.
每一个人快快毕业，最好不必读书，买一个文凭，告诉他我是有学位的人。
So there are many people who want to seek a shortcut and want to just earn a degree with money.
后来我看到有这样的学生啊。
But I see this kind of student.
非常受感。
I was so touched.
另外一个学生。
And one more student.
他对我说。
He told me.
我很怕上工厂。
I'm afraid to go to the field.
所以我要多祷告。
So I want to pray more.
多追求。
Seek more.
他牧师你的课我从头每一次再上一次。
And Reverend Tong, your classes, I want to try one more time.
他说你已经明白，你考得很好的分数。
I say, well, you understood all your good marks.
考得
真，你知道？
我第一次要明白课这个课题的内容。
The first time I want to understand what is the content of this.
我要再读一次。
And one more time, I want to study.
要知道明白这些内容所需要的精神跟工作的态度。
To understand the spirit and also the attitude of working in that sermon.
我很受感动。
I was so touched.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear sisters.
孔子死了以后。
Confucius after he died.
70个学生。
72 disciples
had. 他们不要回家。
They don't want to leave.
不要走。
They don't want to leave.
他们就在他棺材旁边。
And there surrounding the tomb.
在坟墓旁边。
Surrounding the tomb.
他们围绕。一年
，one year，
在一年中间
，in that one year，
彼此提醒
，they want to remind each other。
老师还讲过什么
？The master what has he said？
你记得还有什么没有留下来
？Do you remember what he said？
是的，我记得那一天他还讲这个事情。
Yes， on that day he said this， I want to keep it record。
一年完了以后
，after one year，
大家告别的时候很痛苦。
When they bid farewell， they feel so sorrowful。
又离开了
，and they left。
有一个
，one，
他不要走
，he doesn't want to go。
他说我要再等两年。
Two more years on the
stage. 在坟墓旁边在想我老师讲过什么话。
Beside the tomb, I want to meditate what my master has said.
这些人的
and these people
是真理的学生
are the student of truth.
大师的学生
and also the master's
student. 不是小人
not a small man.
只求一张文凭
only seek for a diploma.
表示自己不错
and thought it's not too bad.
圆头变成方头
but then he had the mortar.
然后看自己比别人更厉害
and thought it's better than others.
我告诉你，所以老孔子怎么说呢？
You know what Confucius said?
小人为己求学。
Those lowly people seek not for themselves.
但是一个君子不是如此。
But a gentleman is not so.
君子求自己，小人求诸人。
And also the gentleman want to improve themselves, but this the
小人是为学者，是不是为己？
They're not seeking for themselves.
亲爱的君子
，My dear brothers，
我们为什么追求？
Why say we are seeking？
我常对我的学生说
，Many times I tell my students，
有学问没有学位。
He who is have good knowledge but without the degree，
另外有学位没有学问是不一样。
And those with degree without this knowledge are different。
如果一个人有学问没有学位
，If a person with a knowledge without the degree，
可惜一点点。
Well, it a little impeded。
可惜什么呢
？What's that？
就可惜没有学位了。
It doesn't have a degree。
有学问没有学位，可惜一点点。
If you have a knowledge without a degree, it's a little bit impeding.
但是呢
，But then
有学位没有学问，害羞一大堆。
You have the degree, but without knowledge, so shameful.
好，现在跟我讲好不好？一二三，有学问没有学位，可惜一点点；有学位没有学问，害羞一大堆。你听懂就好了。
If you understand, it's good.
我很 appreciate 你们。
I appreciate you.
你们三四年每个礼拜这样听。
For 4 years, you've been sitting here to listen.
我不给你学位。
I'm not giving you a degree.
我的学制
，even
我做的工作
，my work，
我办的学校
，and my school，
学位一定比学问更不重要。
Degree is less important than knowledge.
但我也知道
，I know
很多人办的学校
，a lot of people
学位一定比学问更重要。
Degree is more important than knowledge.
你们这样听四年
，if you were to listen in this manner for 4 years，
你们没有达到什么学位
，you don't have any degree。
你真正把这些每个礼拜听的吸收进去
，but when you absorb everything you listen every week，
你得到的不是普通的。
What you have acquired is not a common knowledge.
Amen. 我教过一个会友
One of my members in the church.
买了16本的希伯来书的注释。
He has brought 16 commentaries of Hebrew.
他每个礼拜听我讲。
And every week he listened to me.
昨天早上他对我说。
And yesterday morning he told me.
我每次听到所有的书都没有讲出来的东西，我就感谢上帝。
Every time when I heard something you preach that's not recorded in the book, I praise God.
原来我买许多注释书到最重要的境界的时候，都很简单的溜过，很少给我很清楚的。
He said I bought many of the commentaries, the key important point, they just give it.
所以汤姆斯，我每次到美国、到英国、到别的地方去的时候，我最 miss 的不是印尼的风景、印尼的生意、印尼的餐厅、印尼的食物，是我们主日崇拜的讲道。
Reverend Tong, every time I go to many places of the world, the one I miss more is not the food in Indonesia, but the Sunday sermon.
就这样听听听。
So they listen and listen and
listen. 把上帝的道听进去。
And to the word of God, they listen and keep it to the heart.
结果你以真理合为一。
So then you are united with the truth.
你明白神要你做一个怎样的基督。
You understand what God wants you
to do. 仇敌饿了给他吃。
When the enemy is hungry, feed
him. 仇敌渴了给他喝。
When the thirsty, give him something to eat.
这是人道。
This is humanity.
这是需要。
This is need.
他身体金钱的需要，不是你报复的一次机会。
Physical and financial need is not the chance for you to make a range.
有的人呢，当仇敌在困难的时候，把他大大的压下去。
When there are people, when enemy is in difficulty, don't oppress them.
用趁着机会使他苦得不得了，表示你比他高一级。
To call an opportunity to make them suffer, so they're higher than they are.
这是小人。
This is a lowly man.
这是非基督徒做的。
This is a non-Christian practice.
我们绝对不可以落井下石，幸灾乐祸。
Absolutely, we cannot put the mouth in the water.
我们的口绝对不可以咒诅，只可以祝福。
Because our mouth will not curse, but only to bless.
韩国人有一句话。
In Korean, there's a saying.
一个咒诅别人的人。
The one who curse people.
当他的咒诅没有发出去以前。
Before even they utter their curses.
先粘在他的嘴唇上。
It will first stick to their lips.
他一咒诅人，他就跟咒诅连在一起，那个咒诅发出去不一定中到那个人。
So when they curse, their curse linked to their lips, it may not be hurt the other party. Their curse.
但是先在你的口上粘住了。
But first, it stick to your lips.
所以你千万不要做一个笨人。
But do not be a fool.
那你把应当喝的水给他。
When he needs to drink, give him drink.
把应当吃的东西给他吃。
When he needs food, give him food.
这就是把炭火堆在他的头上。
Then you are putting burning coal on his head.
炭火你看，堆在他的头上。
You know this coal, burning coal?
那么这些圣经什么意思呢？
Now what's the meaning of this verse?
这些圣经有四个意思。
There are four meanings.
但今天我不讲，我只讲一个。
I only say one.
因为三个我都不提了。
Because I'm not going to mention the other three.
就是埃及古代的人。
You know the Egyptian, ancient Egypt.
有一种习惯。
There is a habit.
当一个人认错的时候。
When a person will confess.
他要在众人面前把一堆的炭火放在面上面。
Before the public, he wants to put a heap of coal on him.
炭火在头上走过的时候，大家就知道他内疚，知道自己不对。
So when he put this and then walked to the public, people know that he's in wrong.
那么他当他这样做的时候
，So when he did it this way,
就是无声的对大家宣布我认错。
Only but to publicly announce that I confess, I admit I'm wrong.
这个解释是很有意思
，and it's very meaningful.
因为这个解释就迎合了这件事情真正的意义。
Because that's the full meaning of this verse.
一个人错
，but person will confess.
你怎么骂也没有用。
No point for you to
scold him. 直到他自己骂自己才有用。
Until that he scold himself.
一个人错
，but person will do
wrong. 你怎么讲怎么攻击也没有用。
But how you attack him is no use.
直到他自己觉悟才有用。
Until he realize himself.
所以有时候人家不对，我们一骂他，要为自己辩护。
Sometimes when people in the wrong, the more we scold, the more they defend themselves.
你骂他越厉害。
The fiercer you scold them,
他的智慧越厉害
and the more they defend themselves.
所以我告诉你，很少，几乎没有人是给人家骂好的。
There are very few people who are scolded and converted.
但是呢，如果你能劝他
But if you can exhort him,
你能好待他
and you deal with them well,
又很严正指出他错在哪
and very truly point to their wrong,
那就从他自己的错失
then through their own wrong,
他就到对自己何等不好。
He realized that's no good to him.
对自己不好的是他自己。
And he is no good to himself.
他就懊悔我为什么这样做，这样错，这样殴打自己。
Then he regretted why is that I'm mouthing myself.
然后他自己哭。
Then he cried.
他自己了解。
Then he understands.
知道他错了。
He knew that he's wrong.
那你的教育就成功。
Then you are successful in your education.
我告诉你，很多做母亲的教孩子不成功，为什么？
There are many mothers who are not good teachers. You know why?
因为他发脾气的时候。
Because when they lose their temper.
他自己在问题中没有办法解答、解释，没有办法解除孩子的问题。
He himself is a problem, and she's going to solve the problem of the children.
他自己有问题。
Because she's problematic.
所以呢，孩子哭的时候。
So when the children cry.
他要想怎么解决孩子在哭。
She must think how to solve the problem of crying.
我的孩子为什么会哭呢？
What's that my child cries?
原来我的孩子现在有一种病在胃里面，他现在痛得不得了，所以他哭。
There's an illness in the stomach, and that's why she's so painful. That's why she cried.
但你没有找到原因。
But if you don't find the reason,
你就想气死你，你又在哭，害我不能睡觉。
How come I cry again? I cannot sleep.
所以他就大喊大叫，不要哭
，and don't cry.
我打死你
！I'll beat you to death.
他这样呢，是要解决他的问题。
So she wants to solve the problem of herself.
因为我刚才已经没有睡，已经很辛苦。现在你再吵，你真的害死我。
And just now I couldn't sleep, and now you make crying again.
我告诉你，你气死是没有原因，他苦死，他痛死，你都不知道。
But you wouldn't know the why is the reason for her to cry.
所以一个人自己太多问题，没有办法解答，没有办法解除别人在问题中间的困难。
So when you have many problems, you cannot solve people's problems.
If you try to solve others' problems,
如果你要解决别人的问题
，you should not be in your own problem.
你不应该在自己的问题里面。
If you are still tied in your own problem,
如果你还是被自己的问题所捆绑的话
，you will never be able to solve others' problem.
你永远没有办法解决别人的问题。
这是教育学的原理。
This is the educational principle.
对仇敌也是如此。
The same thing to your enemies.
我们的仇敌
，our enemies
已经做错了。
They're wrong,
抵挡了真理
，and they go against the truth,
反对了我们
，and they go against us,
用恶意待我们
，and also you too.
他是一个很可怜的人
，he's to be pitied,
因为他可能受错的教育
，maybe he has been wrongly educated,
在不好的环境长大
，and grown up in a bad environment,
不懂了人际之间的关系
，and that's not a personal relationship,
没有伦理的标准
，he doesn't have ethical standards,
没有人格把应当做的事做出来
，he doesn't have the good personality to go
take. 这样可怜的人
，this kind of pitiful people,
才会对我不好
，and that's why he's not good to me.
我现在的看见他饿了。
So when I see that he's angry now,
他渴了
he's angry,
他的困难上加困难
He has a difficult and difficulties
我不能因为他有这个困难我就是感谢上帝因为他刚才有那个困难现在有这个困难解决了困难主啊你是公义不是这样
I cannot say because he's a problem I praise God because he's that problem to solve his own problem
我要解决他
I want to solve his problem
身体的需要
and physical need
你的仇敌都饿了
If your enemy would have hungry
给他吃
Feed them.
如果渴了
，firstly
给他喝
，give them something to drink.
当你给他吃给他喝的时候
，when you feed and give them something to drink，
他就心里想
，he's thinking，
怎么这个人还对我好
？How come this person is good to me？
我对他是不大好
，I'm not so good to him。
他对我好
，but he's good to me。
那我就受不了
，so I cannot bear。
感到我从前不应当那样。
In the past, I shouldn't treat him
like that. 我是做错了。
I have wrong.
人家不好好的一个人。
He's a good man.
我还以为他会害死我。
I thought he would murder me.
趁机会使我死。
He will kill me.
不是的。
No.
他这样对我好。
He's good to me.
啊，这样的人呢
？These kind of people.
他开始良心发现。
So he conscience breaking.
人的道德复兴。
When a person's ethic revives,
常常从良心发现开始。
You suffer from the discovery of their conscience.
一个人做坏事
，when a person is evil doer,
人还对他好的时候
，and people are still good to them,
可能帮助他良心发现。
Maybe they have to rediscover their conscience.
也可能使他越做越坏。
And maybe they will become worse.
但无论如何
，but no matter what,
你总要以有可能改善别人的道德。
You must use the possibility to change people's ethical conduct.
积极的盼望祷告主成全主教导人的恩典。
With a positive hope, you want the God's grace to accomplish upon them.
这世界会更变成更美。
And this world become more beautiful.
好几次人误会我。
There many times people misunderstood me.
人骂我。
Scold me.
我静静的。
I kept quiet.
我不马上报复。
I'm not going to take advantage.
但是我知道呢。
I know.
我是在受亏的地步。
I'm being wrong against.
我为他祷告。
I pray for them.
我照样讲真理。
I continue to preach the truth.
而且必要的时候还我为去为他祷告。
When there's need, I go and pray for them.
他知道我的原则不变。
He knows that I never change my principle.
我对他用爱心接待他。
But I was using good to deal with them.
结果等他明白原来他是误会我的时候。
So later when I understood that they misunderstood me.
又知道我知道他误会我还是对他好。
And they knew that I know that they misunderstood me. I'm good to them.
他就自己不好意思。
And he feel ashamed.
自己不好意思，不好意思，自己感到羞愧，就越来越很想 挽回跟我的关系。
So they want to reestablish relationship with me.
良心发作。
And their conscience pricked them.
我就知道神的时间到了。
So I know God's time is up.
必要的时候
，When there's a need,
我会好好跟他谈。
I will talk to him.
感谢。
Praise God.
曾经得罪你的人
，The one who has wronged against you.
当他良心发现的时候
，When they rediscover the conscience,
你不必报复。
You then will take revenge.
问题会解决。
A problem resolved.
因为这个时候他已经自己把炭火放在头上。
Because he himself has put the coal upon him now.
因为你就把炭火堆在他头上。
Because you heap the coal upon his head.
You cause him to have the guilty feeling.
你使他自己感到这个内疚。
You cause him.
你使他感到内疚。
所以你把炭火放在他头上。
So you put the coal on him.
结果他自己发现头上有炭火。
And now he discovered that there's coal upon him.
他自己承认是他的错误。
So he noted his own wrong.
你就得胜了。
Then you are victorious.
所以接下去的话说什么？
So when the following says,
你要用善胜恶。
You must overcome evil with good.
你不可为恶所胜。
And you shouldn't be overcome by evil.
我今天花了一段的时间一直思想这句话的意思。
So I have spent much time to think about this verse.
这句到底在讲什么呢？
What actually does it say?
我告诉你， 人被造的时候有个中介性的地位。
When man is created in the position of in between us,
in between us.
In between us.
这是一个 neutrality.
It's in between us.
那在这善与恶的中间
In between the good and evil.
在生与死的中间
In between the life and death.
在神与鬼的中间
In between God and Satan.
所以人的位分是个 crucial existence.
So our position is a very crucial existence.
这个位分
And this crucial existence.
是个很痛苦的位分
And very suffering kind of
艰难的位分
Difficult position.
所以很反合性的位分
And a very paradoxical position.
也是非常危险的位分
Also very dangerous position.
Very dangerous, very crucial.
很危险的
就是人的地位
And that's man's position.
人在神与鬼的中间
In between God and evil.
所以上帝要透过我们把他的善彰显出去
God wants to us to manifest his goodness.
上帝要透过我们把光明照耀出去
God wanting for us to show out the brightness
上帝要用我们把义推行出去
God also wanting to use us to manifest righteousness
所以上帝 You are my witnesses
所以神说你是我的见证人
你们是我的见证人
You are my witnesses
你们的被造
You are created
要使你们传扬那叫你们出黑暗入光明的奇妙者的美德
So they want to proclaim the good virtue of the one who bring you from darkness to light
We are created, we are redeemed in order to manifest the beauty and the glory of God
我们被造被赎为了彰显神的荣美
所以这是一个目的
So this is a purpose
这是一个还没有彰显出来
This purpose has been manifested
已经被预定的目的
But it is predestined
我不要单单谈到预定是救赎的问题
I'm not talking about predestined only about salvation
每一次圣经谈预定跟以后为主受苦都有关系
Because every time when the Bible talks about predestination is related to suffering in the future
这是理论上讲预定论的人常常没有注意的观点
So this is something theoretically when people are predestination they will pay attention
他是我们信服基督要我们为他受苦
So when you obey Christ you want to suffer for his sake
所以当以后基督徒受逼迫的时候
So in the future when Christians are being persecuted
他们要用预定论来坚固自己
So they want to use predestination to strengthen themselves
除了拣选的我
If God has elected me
人能把我怎么样呢
Who can do anything with me
除了为我在父面前祷告
If God has prayed for me
人能把我怎么样呢
Who can, what can you can deal with me
无论是生是死
No matter is life or death
今生的事来生的事
today is
现在的将来的事
Now in the future
看得见的看不见的事
This man invisible things
都不能叫我与上帝爱隔绝
All this will not
为什么呢？因为我们这些人是上帝所拣选的
We are because we are elected by God
招来的
And we are called
是他称义的
We are also justified
所以我们谈到这个救恩的步骤的时候
So when we talk about order of salvation
我们常常没有想到救赎结果在受苦中间因为蒙拣选得到最大的力量
We never know that also in election We are also in suffering Also we are strengthened
在苦难中间
Then in the suffering
因为神的预定
Because God possesses
神的能力
God's power
我们得到保守
And we have been kept
感谢上帝
Praise God
这样的真理是活的不是理论的
This kind of truth is a living truth Not theoretical
所以很奇怪的
So very strange
反受过苦的教会
And the church who has suffered
都是兴旺的教会
They are revived
凡是都教会增长
And the church who study our church grow
没有受苦的教会
But never suffer
都是数量增长灵性不增长
They only grow in quantity not spirituality
这个原则呢是富了到现在还学不会的东西
This kind of principle the fuller theological system until today they never learn
而中国大陆许多受苦的教会
But for the Chinese churches, many of suffering
churches, 很多人从来不懂什么叫做 church growth。
They never study about church growth。
他们的教会都在长。
But their churches are growing。
因为这是生命的原则，不是理性的材料。
Because the life principle, not theoretical thinking。
整个世界的神学教育需要改革。
The whole theological education of whole world should be changed。
需要神的手自己加在里面。
Because God's hand must interfere。
在你面对仇敌的事情上。
At a time when you face your enemies。
你要学习。
You must learn。
你要实践。
You must practice。
你真正顺服。
Truly submit。
圣经的这里所讲的原则。
And the principle here taught。
然后你的灵性就不一样。
Then the spirituality is different。
求主怜悯我们。
God have mercy on us。
你不要为恶所胜。
Do not be overcome by evil。
以善胜恶。
By using good to overcome evil。
因为当你在善恶之间的时候。
Because when you're between good and evil。
只有两个力量要争取你。
Only two power want to snatch you。
魔鬼透过你来反上帝。
Satan through you want to oppose God。
或者圣灵透过你来反魔鬼。
Or Holy Spirit through you want to oppose the evil spirit。
仇敌在你面前的时候。
So when enemies before you。
就变成一个真正具体征战的一个场所。
It become a true battlefield。
因为你用仇敌的仇恨的办法去对付你的仇敌的时候。
Because when you use your enemy's hatred to deal with the enemies。
被恶利用成为恶的工具。
Then you are even utilized by evil as a tool。
但当你给仇敌应当喝的时候，给他喝；应当吃的，给他吃。把炭火放在他头上的时候。
But when enemy is hungry, you want to feed them. When they're thirsty, you want to give them something to drink. And you put coal upon them.
被受亏受苦的时候。
When you suffer, you're wrong against.
你是被善所用。
You're used, being used by goodness.
流露良善。
You also have this goodness.
流露神的爱。
And flow out the love of God.
以善生活了。
Then you use this goodness to overcome.
这样的生活。
And this kind of life.
才是得胜的生活。
Is a victorious life.
这样的生活。
This kind of life.
才叫做丰盛的生活。
It's called abundance.
这样的生活。
This kind of life.
才叫做神的见证的生活。
It's called the life of God's witness.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
当你真正明白到这个地步的。
When you truly understand and this state.
那你在这个世界上。
Then in this world.
所向无敌。
You have no enemies.
人要把我怎么样的。
No matter what, how people will deal with us.
你的自由。
It's a freedom.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
有一个牧师啊。
There was a pastor.
他很气我。
He hate me actually.
讨厌我。
Dislike me.
所以这个人呢，到处演讲。
So everywhere he go and preach.
都把归正神学当作异端一样来看待。
He would deem the Reformed theology as heretics.
啊，我当作一个到处破坏别人的人来看待。
And deem me as someone who want to disrupt people's peace.
他把英国的 James Barr 的书。
James Barr's book.
对 fundamentalism 的批评
and the critic to fundamentalist
当作我就是那种应当被除掉的教会的你们败类
and deem myself as someone who got rid away from the church
我也从来不替自己辩
I never defend for myself
但有一次呢
one time
他到我们苏拉巴亚一个教会去
he went to the church in苏拉巴亚
大声责备批判骂我
He was rebuking and scolding me.
后来我一个学生送他到飞机场。
So when my student sent him to the airport,
他呢感到人这么尊重他，很高兴。
He said people respect him, he feels so glad.
问那个学生说：“你到底在哪里侍奉主
？”And where do you serve? Ask him.
那个学生，我就在唐牧师的教会
侍奉。I'm serving Dr. Thompson.
哎呦，他一讲了那句话，又到飞机场，整条二十公里的路不能讲话了。
And then he suddenly kept silent for that 20 kilometers.
为什么
？Why?
因为头上很重，有炭火堆在他。
Because there's a coal upon him so heavy.
到要上飞机之前
，So before he boarded the plane，
他原来你是唐牧师
，So you know Reverend Stephen Tong，
那他是不是照我讲的那样的
？Is it like what I said？
我的学生不是啊
，My student said no，
叫我们不是这样的
，This is not the way he teach us。
他要我们要把真理讲好
，He want to expound the truth，
对
人
好
，and to good people。
人家对你不好，你要对他好
，And people are not good to you and good to them。
结果呢，他。哦，是这样就上飞机了。
And then he went up to that plane.
后来有一次，人家把我安排跟他一同在一个这个聚会里面讲到。
And it was one people arranged so that we two together put in the same.
祷告很久，应当不应当去
？So I pray for a long time whether to go or not.
结果神感动我去。
God touched my heart to go.
跟他见面的时候
，When I saw him,
谈话的时候
，I talked to him.
他讲讲，照样讲那一批。
He still talk the same sermon.
啊 ，fundamentalism 怎么样把他以为我就是那种很狭窄的爱打仗的 fundamentalism.
He thought that I'm that's a very fundamentalist.
等到讲到 spirit of our age.
谈到我们这时代精神，
轮到我讲的时候
，When it comes to my time,
我就讲到现在的时代有什么精神
？I said what kind of spirit do you have in this age?
Spirit of globalization.
的全球化的。
Spirit of compromise.
妥协的。
The spirit of popularization.
这个普遍性的
spirit of 我就 relativism
相对论的
我讲了一些很多喊他讲的完全不一样的
I thought the thing was different from him
他发现我一点没有火油味啊
then it's called there's no fire arm in me
所以他的火更大
了 So the more he burns with the coal.
后来我跟他一同喝茶的时候。
So when I have tea with him.
我用非常有礼貌的态度对待他。
And you very well mannered, I treated him.
但就问到我的立场。
So when talk my stand.
到现在。
Until today.
这个人现在呢。
Now.
每一次见我不好意思的样子。
Every time when I see him, he feels so shameful.
为什么呢
?Why?
因为我绝对不要被恶所胜。
Absolutely, I do not want to be overcome by evil.
我要以善胜恶。
By using good to overcome evil.
这几个月听说他病得很重。
This few months I thought I heard that he is ill.
我们为他祷告。
We pray for him.
求主医治他。
That God will heal him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear sisters.
他每次想起十多年前每个礼拜报纸一篇文章一直这一辈一直骂一直骂我。
When he had thought through that for these decades he had been scolding me in the newspaper.
他自己现在感到很不舒服。
He feels that he's uncomfortable.
我从来没有写一个字。
I never wrote a word to rebuke him.
我没有一次提讲话的时候责备他。
Never once in my word I rebuke him.
或者在我的讲论中间提到他攻击他没
有。Or in my talk I rebuke him.
我的学生气得要命。
Because my students got so angry.
他不是他对你讲怎么样
？Reverend Tong, he deal with this matter. What do you do?
我说你敢怎么样的？
好 ，What do you do? I scold him.
你很像他哦。
Oh, you are like him. I say.
你像他不像我就不是我的学生。
You are like him, not like me. You are not my student.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
后来这个学生慢慢也懂了。
So later this student learn.
这一段圣经很重要。
This passage is important.
你说我每次读来读去读不到什么。
Is that study a study never understand?
这些都是对我们每一个人讲。
This speak to each and every one of us.
Amen.
Amen.
你们要不要学
？Do you want to learn?
学什么
？What is it?
有正义。
Run with justice,
但是 有人道
but also humanity,
能分辨谁是仇敌
do you discern who is enemies,
但是不恨他
but do not hate them,
受过苦
you have been wrong against,
不记恨
but you never
受过亏
suffering, you have been wrong against,
不报仇
but you never take revenge,
知道人的缺点在哪里
you know who are weaknesses of people,
不幸灾乐祸
but you never happy because
不落井下石
and you will put them to shame,
你为他祷告
you want to pray for them,
求主赐福给我
God bless us,
给我们用这样的原则
Using this kind of principle,
建立人际关系
to establish human relationship.
这样的
then,
上帝的爱
God's love,
上帝的善
God's goodness,
上帝的真理
God's truth,
上帝的义
God's righteousness,
上帝的圣洁
and God's holiness,
上帝的光
God's right light,
透过我们
through us,
普照大地
will be manifested.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝
Praise God.
我们站起来
Let us rise.